Okay, here we go. We're
here
back.
Here we are.
We're back.
Welcome
we're
back, Fraze.
We are in. Oh yeah.
After listening to everyone's comments, we were receptive to our audience, and we took 3 weeks off.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Fraser, fresh off of a, what would you call it?
I was going to call it a trip to Syria. I was just going to stake 10 toes down on that.
Yeah.
I was in Syria for a while.
Our man was embedded for a second.
He really got tight with Assad.
Oh, yeah.
But we're back. We're back with the podcast. This is it's been longer than that since we've all done one together. So,
We have an unreleased one that you will not edit.
So well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't. I'm so.
You need to edit that.
Yeah. That's a shitload of editing.
It sucks to edit. Can we let? Yeah. Just do me a favor and don't make me edit this one.
Yeah.
Like, just let's play it clean. Let's play it tight. Let's put Let's put an hour in. Let's get out of here. Or like it could be more than an hour. Just. I hate. Fucking editing these things.
Oh god.
We're all guilty.
Poor
we're all
you,
guilty
man.
With
yeah.
like
yeah.
saying some out of pocket shit.
I've never said anything bad.
Oh yes. Yes, yeah. Of course you haven't.
You haven't. You can tell by the vast amount. I mean, even if you did edit the last episode, it might only be 15 minutes out of 2 hours.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
We should be like, hey, it's a bonus episode.
Yeah, it's a little
there's something. There's some funny stuff.
There's
in
some
the,
good stuff.
It's
in there.
Dude, it's the unreleased. We'll talk about it forever. It'll
never post it.
Yeah, it'll,
only talk
it'll
about
get its lore.
It.
Like, dang, dude, that was a banger, huh?
That was a great episode.
Remember yeah. that? Remember we
that
recorded
one.
That concert and nobody showed up.
Yeah,
dude, that one's not good.
It was
going,
too man. Much of like a. It was like a Cumtown era, sort of podcast, like early Cumtown.
We
you can't really.
We were going to.
We're not stand-up comedians. Are trying to do that, so
yeah.
we can't.
Yeah, I don't know. This thing's pretty directionless. I went on vacation for a second, which is another reason why there haven't been podcasts coming out to Mexico.
Yeah, how? Oh, no. I thought you were in Palestine.
No, that's next to me.
You mean Israel?
I was in Mexico, and the first 3 days I was there, all I could think about was like how much I regretted making the podcast. Kind of like every day, I was like, holy shit, like what? A waste of time. What? I can't believe I'm like cheapening myself by doing this thing. The value of my words and my works are like devalued every
yeah.
single time that we do this thing.
Well, it's because this is.
But I got over it.
Yeah.
It seems like.
But we're back, baby.
Yeah, we're so back.
It seems like. Podcasts are meaningless. Like
yeah.
most of, but the thing is, most of what we write is gonna be meaningless.
Well, some podcasts are not meaningless.
Like
hard
what
this podcast? Is
hardcore
history. What would you say?
Every
is it, what would you say is a meaningful podcast?
TrueAnon.
Yeah, dude. People
TrueAnon.
People go hard at it. People research. People spend time on it. People really respect this form.
Yeah, TrueAnon is the only like I can think of a few. That are actually like stand for something, but also you can still hit it with the it's a fucking podcast, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like
doing an ad read for like
it just seems to me like this is
athletic.
How I this is how I've seen it at least.
Yeah.
Like this just seems to be like another form of podcasting in general. Just seems to be another form of socialization. Where people
yeah,
just
dude.
Get together and like, well, why don't we just all like hang out and talk, but microphones
yeah,
will be here,
dude.
Which I think a lot of people are just doing, and like,
yeah,
I think it's kind of an excuse for people to just like put like hang out and also like
put
air
misinformation into the world.
Yeah,
everyone
put out
yeah.
our lack of belief in dinosaurs and COVID.
Yeah.
And,
hey,
but
dinosaurs are fake.
Yeah,
that's true.
I had a yeah. My old roommate said that like the podcast is just like the new jam band, just kind of. Something that you and your buddies are like, oh, dude,
yeah.
like we could do that
could
again.
Do
yeah,
that.
The jam band,
yeah,
the jam
that,
band
bro.
For the
yeah.
music.
Yeah,
like,
except
untalented.
For instead of making like shitty rock music, we're just like
having shitty commentary,
just bad commentary.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they people want that. That's what they need.
That's true.
This is like a friend simulator. That's all podcasts are.
Yeah,
it's just a good friend. You just got you're hanging out with us. You're right in the room right now.
I got that way when I started. I actually listened to a lot of Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
I like Tim Dillon because he's...
What's his deal? Is he getting, like, he's getting, like, pretty aggro?
He's
right
he what he does oh, what I find it what I find very fascinating.
he's not chill, right?
He's chill like in the most non chill way.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that what he does is that it's a very formulaic at this point it's very formulaic. He will go from welcome to my show, I'm gonna report on some things that are horrible that's gone on in the news, yeah. And then I'm going to talk about something that's very like nuanced, coming from a gay kid from Long Island's point of view, and
yeah.
Hyper like focus on that mentality that ought to make a very fucked up thing going on absurd.
It's kind of like yeah.
Like he was talking about UNRWA. He was talking about UNRWA where he was going like. You know, some of them are Hamas, but, you know, a job's a job.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Like, it, which is, like, funny and absurd, but I kind of appreciate it. But when I would listen to him, I'd be like...
Where does he fall on the Israel-Palestine?
He was kind of going...
Conundrum.
He's right in the middle. He's right in the middle.
He's right in the middle, but he did have this stupid cow named Noah Tishby.
Oh yeah.
This woman who actually is the executive producer of this HBO show called Therapy. It was like really big like a few years back, and she just went on like a 30-minute rant on his podcast saying about 25 lies in a row and doubling down on them. And I think he actually came on the other side of that issue after that episode.
Well, that's what these Zionist reporters do.
yeah, that's like this.
Oh yeah, dude. I was talking to Sophie about this.
Shout out Sophie.
Shout out Sophie.
She's pro Zionist.
You know. Yeah.
I didn't know she's a Zionist show. Like,
well, I was remarking upon, like, I understand, like, not saying that Jews run the media is a testy point.
And you said you didn't, and you said,
but,
let's not edit any of
it. Isn't there a book
okay,
about,
but,
like, how Jews built Hollywood?
Give me a second, for a
Literally.
Second. But it does seem sort of curious when anything... occurs in the news that is anti-Israel and all the major outlets come to the pro-Israel point. I don't know. It happens kind of like clockwork. They all like sprout up really quickly. Like the Jonathan Glazer thing. And now it's like,
shout out Jonathan Glazer.
And now it's making, it's not brave. It's making me feel insane too. Cause like now I'm like, I saw this article like pop up on wherever, like Apple, like, you know, like you're scrolling through the Apple News, whatever is being posted, and it's like, watch this 2023 Oscars speech, or like, and it's just like, why are like, or like, there's this like new article going around that's just kind of like, that's trying to look at like other Oscar speeches from the past.
Oh, like a suppression move.
Yeah, but and I was like. And I'm over here, I'm like, is that what's going on? Like, they're, like, I'm losing it.
No, you're fucking waking up, bro.
And I'm in here, I'm trying to make love to my girlfriend, and I'm trying to say, the Jews run the media.
Yeah.
and she's
telling
thinking,
me not worry. Yeah.
She says relax.
Yeah,
and I'm worried.
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
No, I agree. I think there is a concerted effort that I don't think has much to do with one's. I think it has something to do with the Jewishness of the media, even though that sounds horrible.
Well, how did they
say.
All get like an email or phone call on September 10th? Like, I don't get that at all.
Oh, stop. stop.
Don't come into work tomorrow.
Don't come into work. How do they not?
Stop. Stop it. No, I think there is a combination of there being a sort of club that people of, I don't know, Ashkenazi and Semitic background will look at something that is against, that will be considered critical of the only Jewish state, or the only Jewish state of the historically most maligned group in the history of the world, and they will then look at, they will then look at that and say, oh, that's an attack on us, even though it's demented and terrible to do that, to buy into that level of propaganda. I do agree that there is a concerted effort to suppress people who genuinely come from a moral, morally clarified position. I think that if you are honest about this issue, you know that it is, as we have spoken before, it is not complicated. It is a full-blown, as Jonathan Glazer says, dehumanization project that is trying to
genocide.
Yeah, it's a genocide. It's trying to completely eradicate a people and its history. It's plain as day. And the ghettoized, or the descendants of the ghettoized, have become the ghettoizers.
That's true.
Spring is right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen.
And this episode is brought to you by APAC.
Yeah. Spring is right around the corner. It's getting warmer. What's up with that? How you feeling, Fraser?
I'm feeling great. Oh, yeah, I'll talk about the shooting. Because it was really nice. Yeah.
Get into that.
I was going park hopping. And I was, like, going to go to Bedford Ave Party. It was a very nice place. But then I was like, yo, I haven't been to Tompkins for a while. And it was beautiful out. So I was like, oh, I'll go to Tompkins. And I was right. It was beautiful. There's tons of people. Tons of shit happening. I was perched on a bench enjoying my iced coffee.
Nice.
About to take some photos of my ceramic pieces. And I leaned down. And there was, like, a little, like, scuffle happening. Like, I don't know, probably 50 feet away. There's like a small scuffle. As the news describes it, a man was getting jumped by two other people, but the man was wearing a ski mask. So I don't think he was really getting jumped. I think he had a plan. I think he definitely had a plan.
Yeah,
because as I was bending down, I was like, there's a little commotion over there. Nothing bad. And then I just hear like four shitty shots of a handgun just pop. And then, of course, some people scream. And then I was like, oh, shit.
No one
this
died,
just ruined
right?
my day. Yeah. No one died. One kid got shot in the butt. And then, which is like, they're not saying if he was an aggressor or not, which is also hilarious. They're like, this guy was getting jumped. And then one guy got shot in the butt, but we don't know if he was the one jumping him. And I'm just like, he clearly wasn't really getting jumped. He
so,
was like,
how old was the kid?
26.
26. Oh, I thought there was like, shooter like a fifth grader or
something.
I'm 26. Like, that's a tough classroom
woman
Monday.
I feel really bad for, though. Of course, everyone gets up and there's a frantic running. It's classic American story right there, just being part of a crowd of people screaming, immediate tears are going on. People were pushing. It was pretty powerful, actually. Best mosh pit I've ever been in. People thinking they're about to get shot. I will never say there's more force behind one of those. Better than any punk rock concert
Bows
you can go
were being
to.
Thrown.
Yeah, there was people were going. It's very easy to understand the tragedy at Astro World after that. Just people getting trampled, squished, squashed. But nah, the woman got shot in the hip.
Damn.
Who was just sitting on a park bench, like 50 feet away from me. She caught a stray to the hip.
Not a jumper at all.
Yeah, and I was like, so my parents and shit are coming to New York in like, I don't know, a couple weeks. And this woman was there to visit her like 20-something-year-old son. And she's not even from New York. She was visiting for like 3 days. And she was enjoying the park with her son. And her husband was there. And they were just like, we're so happy to see our boy in the city. And then just fuck, shot in the hip. Ambulance, looks like you're staying in NYC for a little bit longer than you thought.
It's a terrible phone call to have.
I know. And I was like, do I tell my mom? Because this is like one of those things. And I'm not.
Yeah, don't tell
I'm
her.
Not going to tell them.
Unless
I'm going to tell them after they visit.
It's crazy because like, Tompkins is like. So yuppie.
This was, by the way, at 12:30 in the afternoon.
This is broad daylight.
Broad daylight on a Friday, full of people.
Was it?
Oh no, it was a Saturday.
Yeah, it was
Saturday.
Because I remember you texted, and I was in New York at the time.
It was Saturday. It was beautiful.
My bad. I was in New York for the St. Patrick's Day parade, and I apologize for not texting.
That's insane,
texting
bro.
You
how fucking dare
well,
you?
You all wouldn't come in from Brooklyn. I know you wouldn't.
I was already in the
city. He was already in the city.
Stop.
I had to go to work, but
I was ready to get out. No, I didn't. I didn't leave. I just went to Chelsea.
I should have texted you, Fraser.
No, you're good. I had pictures to take of my ceramics.
And shots to avoid.
That shit didn't ruin my day. No, I went right to Chelsea. I just, like, just walked.
Like, how did that, like, I don't know. Like, I have been in the circumference of one shooting before. And I was nowhere near as close to, like, where people are, like, running around. Like, what?
It was frantic scattering. It looked like...
Did you feel a level of fear at any point? Like,
I was too confused.
Okay.
It's mass confusion, actually, when something happens like that. But I will say it's the best adrenaline high in the world once you've getting, like, pushed out to safety by a crowd of people and you realize, like, oh, I'm not getting shot. Then you're like, oh. Fuck yeah, that was crazy.
You literally feel like you dodged the bullet.
You feel like you're the shit for a second. You're like, dude, I'm not dying today. There's no fucking way. I'm too quick with it.
You feel triumphant almost.
You're like, oh man, I feel so triumphant from running away from some bleeding out woman.
Yeah.
There was people there to help her. There was people helping her. I'm not getting shot though.
Yeah.
And that was a testament to, oh yeah, bystanders are going to get shot. Here's and the guy got away, too.
Yeah.
There you go, because everyone was confused.
They didn't even get him?
They couldn't catch him, bro. He was in a ski mask.
So he got away?
He ran away.
Wow. Still at large?
Because people aren't going to fuck with a guy who's moving and shooting a gun.
Yeah, no one's really going to try to
at large?
Yeah, he's not going to get caught.
Wow.
The cameras weren't working in Tompkins.
Incredible.
Yeah, there's no way I would, like, do anything to try to apprehend this
cameras
guy.
Weren't
even if
working,
I was the group of people
the
that
police
were,
like fuck no, dude. The police showed up. They say 10 minutes to give them, like they were busy. They were there in 30 seconds. They just waited until the guy was gone and stopped shooting and then pulled up like, whoa, what's going on here? We heard gunshots. And I was like, God damn it. You guys are good for nothing.
Yeah, they're such cops, not a hot take. Cops are just middlemen.
Yeah, they could
just middlemen.
Stop the guy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Go to the other exit where he's running out
remember
of.
That, what's the Yeah, they're getting less and less heroic, right?
They're just
I feel like they at least used to believe in the gig and be like, I'll put my fucking body on the line for my community.
Well, that Florida,
and you're like, that's dumb, bro.
The cops are playing on their phones
during Uvalde or something.
Yeah,
no, that was Texas.
Texas.
That was in Texas.
Well, there's one where
Uvalde
they literally just
well.
Don't
yeah.
do anything.
They were just in the hallway.
Yeah,
as they were hearing kids getting massacred, and they were just like. Well, we're not going in there. They had automatic weapons, the whole thing. That, like, you're right. They don't believe in their thing anymore, even though they still have to uphold an oath. So they actually should get fired if they don't do their thing.
If you're a cop listening to this,
do something.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, dudes.
Come on.
It's not enough. Not enough.
It's okay.
Well, no, you don't. The mass confusion I felt versus them being confused, I was like, you guys shouldn't be confused now. You're like trained for this.
New York cops.
Well, they're not trained particularly well. Like, I read a stat, and this could be totally wrong, but I heard this could be totally wrong.
Hell
Where did you read this?
We're
stat?
Not looking.
I read this stat on the internet. I
read this
that you actually need more hours of training to be a hairstylist than firearms training and de-escalation training in the police officer academy.
Training.
Yeah.
The military.
Here's
now.
A hot take. Here's a hot take.
Have you seen that yet?
What?
There's U.S. Army posted at Subways.
National Reserve, or are they?
U.S. Army dudes with
Army
fucking guns.
Like
big
reservists?
Ass
like
assault weapons.
Like reservists?
Yeah, got the
shit?
Choppers.
No, full U.S. Army guys.
Yeah, what's with
that?
They're probably
out.
Reserved.
They're at Myrtle and Broadway.
Yeah.
They've been there.
Wait, what? They're in Brooklyn, too?
Myrtle and Broadway in Brooklyn. There's three cops now posted every day at Myrtle and Broadway. U.S.
I saw a shitload of
cops
on
Army.
On the train over here. I saw a shitload of cops just
chilling
on 125.
Yeah. There's Army sergeants now, so they don't have to do anything. And also, having a big-ass gun on you, there's no other, like, weird thought. Then just be like, what if I just try to grab the fucking gun right now?
It.
It's on his chest, bro.
Easily mine.
Will I get shot immediately or just like...
You would get shot immediately.
Yeah, just looking at it though, walking by, you're like... It's more than like pulling a cop's like handgun out of their holster. Seeing like an assault rifle just on somebody's chest, you're like, I want to grab it so bad. I just want to grab the fucking gun.
Yeah, it's
an intrusive thought.
It's
not shoot anyone, just have it.
It's the natural thought of self-destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just see a guy with a fucking gun like that, though. You're just like, can I take that? And is there enough people on my side?
Maybe a cop. It would be you'd be able to get away with it. But when it comes to an army guy who literally has been traumatized to believe that he is now a living, breathing weapon of destruction.
Just says,
they're just automatons. That's all they
robot.
Are.
Army guys, dude, those guys are not that.
They're built
suicide by army sergeant.
Army guys are just they're built to throw themselves into cannon fire.
If you are low enough tier army guy to be at Myrtle Broadway, you're probably not that elite.
You're probably pretty fucking low.
I probably got a shot at that fight.
They look I will say they were in way better shape than all the cops though. They were in actually like good shape and they're pretty young guys. So I'm imagining it's like the grunts.
Yeah. It's the grunts.
Dude, these guys look younger than me. These are probably like 22-year-old guys. So I'd imagine
just a deterrence, basically.
Yeah, they've probably just joined the army in the past year or 2 years, and are just like,
and they got
the
best. They're like, you can go to the city, and like, oh wow, big life.
Good news, boys.
Like that. There's a movie with
Occupy New York.
Yeah. Speaking of Occupy, y'all gonna see that new Alex Garland movie coming out?
What is it?
Civil War. It's a pretty Nick Offerman plays the president.
Oh yeah, this is like an A24 movie, right?
Yep, it has Kirsten Dunst playing a journalist, and it's actually quite telling because
catch me not watching that one.
I think it's gonna be pretty good.
I'll watch it for Kirsten Dunst.
Yo, Kirsten Dunst.
What a great name,
Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst, dude.
Yeah,
Kirsten
fucking
Dunst.
Idiot.
She's from Boston, whether she likes it or not.
Yeah. You know, Natalie Portman is from Israel. I had no idea.
Yes, she is.
Of course
is.
She's from Israel.
She also had a correspondence with Cormac McCarthy.
What the fuck's the other... What's Wonder Woman's name?
Gal Gadot.
She was in Israeli forces.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say it. These IDF girls are really hot.
They all are.
I mean, that's half the reason.
What's with that, dude? Imagine getting fucking... Like, your kid just gets decked by, like... The hottest girl ever with an assault rifle.
They're not doing any of the decking. A lot of the reason a lot of boys get sent there
is for the hot girl.
Is so they can become the second time they become men, which is you go to Israel when you get sent there is to have sex. You're sent there and hopefully you do meet. It's weird. It's almost like Mormonism where fall in love with someone and marry.
Is that birthright?
Yeah, that's birthright. That's your birthright trip. So they're hoping.
So they're hoping you find some Israeli girl.
Yeah, and those girls are trained to basically, you know, attract young American idiots who come over from wherever here.
The IDF girls? Or?
Yeah, they're 100% to a degree trained to sort of seduce American Jewish men.
Step one, gun safety. Step two,
American peepees.
Yeah.
Well, dude, what's the fuck? Is BB. BB's from Philly, bro. Like,
oh, dang, they got his
think
ass,
about
dude.
All these guys. Like, there's a lot of Americans who just kind of settle down in Israel because they're like, it's fucking.
A lot of pedophiles also settle down in Israel because they have a non extradition clause for sexually based offenses.
Do they really?
They do not. That's why you, the Israeli government will give a soon to be convicted or someone who's been arraigned pedophile. A plot of land and a settlement.
You gotta say pedophile.
It's not the
Jones
issue at hand,
though.
It's the precedent that it sets. Okay, I'm not gonna say it again. Alright? You can't take these sex offenders to trial.
it's insane. That's like that is like of all the policies like between U.S. and Israeli relations.
Awesome.
You'd think that we have
like, what the fuck is with that?
Yeah, like it's like you think that like Israel would kind of be like on board with like not having pedophiles flown into their country. You'd think
is that
so.
A real? No way, that's real.
How
it's
rich
real.
Are these pedophiles though?
Yeah,
they love.
There you, go.
You don't have to be too rich. You don't have to
damn.
Be too rich.
They're taking poor pedophiles. Fuck that.
You need to, you pay. You basically pay $1,000 for some like genealogy expert to trace your land back to the quote Holy Land, and like you're the 63rd cousin twice removed of Levi, and you were there in whatever Aramaic year you're talking about, and then they'll be like, "Well, you can have this plot of land that belonged to Abdul and Mahin, and they will we will burn their house down, and we will build you a new house."
That's true. Well, do you believe like? I believe that Jeffrey Epstein was in Mossad, not the CIA.
100%.
I think he was a Mossad agent.
I think he was a back and forth.
You think he was a double agent?
Yeah.
I think he definitely could have been double or dipper. I think say. Probably the CIA. Yeah, probably the CIA has very strong ties with the Mossad as well. So
we pretty much train yeah, them.
We are the Mossad.
Yeah, we pretty much train them.
We're the Mossad, baby. What up? We're sending you a bunch of pedophiles. Keep them safe, Israel.
So I have I found a story that my wife Vanessa, shout out Vanessa,
she
is a avid reader of Pix 11 News.
What is that?
It is local news for New York, and it probably tells some of the most heinous shit. And it's always told in like the most like matter of fact tone. It's not even with like the like news voice where like, unfortunately, someone was shot today. It goes like, someone was shot today. Like it's very, it's, there's almost like a levity to it. So there was this story that came out a few days ago that I thought you all would enjoy. Man in wheelchair goes on stabbing spree in Queens, New York. A man in a wheelchair went on a stabbing spree in Woodside on Saturday, according to the New York Police Department. Police officers responded to a 911 call around 12:30 p.m. of an assault taking place at 3121 54th Street. A suspect in a wheelchair had allegedly stabbed a 66-year-old man in his back and a 69-year-old female in her torso. Less than 15 minutes later, the same suspect allegedly also stabbed a 35-year-old male. The victim walked into Mount Sinai, Queens, with a stab wound to his chest, authorities said. Savage. Another victim, a 46-year-old female, was also stabbed, walked into a local police precinct with a laceration on her forearm. He has since been arrested, but this man went on in
he was
a wheelchair,
wheeling and dealing, bro.
On a wheelchair.
He was like, wheeling.
I understand that, like, like
someone kick
ableism.
It over.
I understand that ableism is is really a thing. Ableism truly is a thing, right,
yeah.
guys? Like, but at the same time, what a shout out to a level of infrastructure
yeah,
where this guy's able to stab.
He's
four
not
people.
Disabled, bro.
Like, like
it's the most able-bodied person in a wheelchair ever.
It blows me away. This guy went on a four-person stabbing spree
from his
wheelchair.
You wouldn't hear any like footsteps behind you though. That's probably how he was able. He was probably sneaking. Maybe he was like down like a little bit of a hill. There's not too many hills in Manhattan, but in Queens,
you think he planned
Queens,
it out?
Queens, he was probably catching a little bit of like a little bit of hill, and when you're just going by, you can't hear. Those things got soft wheels on them too, so you can't hear shit.
Yeah,
it's a nice wheelchair, dog. You're the silent
Wait,
assassin.
So what? Thank you for the story, Matt. What? what is?
Thought I'd share that with y'all.
The pedophile clause in Israel. That's look that up. That's real.
Yeah.
Why?
There's a no extradition policy for pedophiles that in America that flee to Israel.
Good news.
You know,
it's well, France does it. We have France. France doesn't allow it. That's why
France
Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
That's why Roman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Roman Polanski doesn't ever come into the U.S. again.
I will say that was probably the funniest thing that Louis C.K. did is when he did get in trouble in the States over like whatever. You can either really hate him or be like it wasn't a big deal. Either way, whatever stance you're on, the one funny thing he did is go to France for like a year, which is just like, bro, don't do that. What are you doing?
Easily a very tone.
That's
deaf.
As guilty as you get. He's going to France for a sexual crime. He's like, I got
to
get out of the country. And
yeah,
go to the other
really
country where it's like 14 age
people
of consent.
Really bounce like that, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, in France, they don't extradite, and it's literally, I think it's like Alabama rules where it's like 14.
Really?
I'm pretty sure the culture there is a little different.
What, like, you think that's like this a city thing or a rule thing? You
think
that's like
the whole fucking country, bro.
What I'm asking is like
a rural or city?
Yes. Is that a product of like the overly aestheticized and overly urbanized population of Paris and it's outgrowth, or is that a product of like the old like country that's been around since
it's both
forever.
It's societal over there. It's like it's as normal as a thing in America is being like fucking having like
and that's
being
it.
Like whatever that property rules is like fucking castle doctrine where you're like you can shoot anyone that is unwelcome in your home.
Oh.
It's like where people really, even if your state doesn't allow it, you can still kind of get away with it.
Yeah, he was in my house.
In almost any state. So I think it's kind of like, I would imagine it's sort of like that, where it's kind of like people are a little iffy about it. People are like, that's kind of fucked up of you to do, but I guess.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I don't know how I feel about that, God. But.
I love the idea of like getting a beautiful red burgundy, you know, and it's with a time honored tradition, and the producer is like a 14-year-old wife or something. Is
yeah,
it's just going down.
It's
like
so
that?
Nice. Well, yeah. I mean, you're probably not marrying.
Okay, just
you're probably just
for
having sex. It's kind of like
kind of a hookup thing.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's kind of like, it's weird in those places where, I mean, America, you can talk as much about the drinking laws as you want and that they're bad, but in other places where you're allowed to go to bars and shit when you're like 14, 15,
yeah, think about
you're
that.
Setting your youth up for
to get predatorized.
An understanding of that this is okay.
Yeah, jeez.
That's really a fair point.
That
That's
you
really
know what, maybe
point.
They're not
good
like
point.
Full-blown addicts or alcoholics, but they are fucking people who are like in their 30s when they're
and they can be conditioned
in like
and
junior
they can be
high
completely conditioned to be they can be conditioned to feel a level of submissiveness and lack of autonomy with their bodies because they've been so conditioned and bogged down with the predatory and incessant male rage that's out there.
Like, I love the movie Trainspotting, but that's such a the only one thing that's like the biggest hang up is that there's just like a 16-year-old in this weird ass like goth club.
Yeah.
And Rent just fucks her and like has like has breakfast with her parents and they're like, whatever. He's sleeping on the couch. And I'm just like, that dude's like 30-something.
Yeah.
He's like a heroin addict.
And a heroin addict.
And the parents are just like, yeah, you're fucking our 16-year-old daughter who's in, like, sophomore year. That's chill.
Yeah.
Clarification, it is not a policy, but it is very, very difficult to extradite sex offenders of Jewish descent who come from a foreign country outside of Israel who seek safe haven. In fact, there are over 100 rabbis, teachers, and guidance counselors and people that were in positions of power involving children that since 2015 that have live in open and well established lives in Israel in observant of openly religious communities. Over 100.
And if you're stuck in America, just become a moyle.
Wait, what's a moyle?
Oh, a moyle is a person who performs circumcision, and there is one that the Hasidim perform where they, in order to make sure the blood doesn't get out, the rabbi or the moyle puts his mouth on the
suck a baby dick.
Yeah. it's an ancient practice that where one baby actually died of herpes.
Yes,
because that
this
rabbi
is such an old
herpes.
Story. There was like a herpes outbreak in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Right by where I live, because there was a moyle who got definitely just had herpes from just fucking prostitutes.
Yeah,
and just like
BBBWs.
I saw that dude when I was taking the G train, Hasid out, just with like a beautiful BBW, just like the large, and had a blonde wig on and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is he doing to this woman?
Lovely.
Like, what the fuck is this? But they were out at like 5. Yeah, that was his lady. Well, not like his wife,
wife. It's like the thing that I have heard. This is only conjecture that. A lot of older Hasidic men will rent out a sex worker who is so outside of their experience.
They completely look like opposites.
So they will be most likely of a darker shade of melanin. They will be much larger than the majority of the women that they interact with. And they are big ladies.
They dress
up in the most outlandish outfits.
It looked like a future woman with a guy from like the 1600s. It was insane looking.
Yes,
that's awesome.
No, it's kind
of why
because
they're just like deprived of both like
they're
the outside
You're
world and
repressed.
Sex. So they're like, let's get it all in right now.
Well, I mean, this is the only time. The only time.
Maybe you better put on the future suit.
The only time the Hasids are ever
asked
able
her to wear the blonde wig.
Well, I mean, part of that repression is the only time the Hasids are ever really able to have sex, religiously speaking, is when a woman is no longer menstruating. And that mean and that that's why there's so these women have so many kids, because a woman is only is ovulating the most when she is right before her period and
right
directly
after
her period, and there's only like a 7 to 10 day window when they're considered to be totally quote clean, and that's it's absolutely true. So like, can you imagine like being in that, being a part of that, and just going, oh god, like, and then you just see like in New York, and you're just I must have
I know. I'd shave my kids' heads.
Okay,
do the voice.
We're already. That was my Netanyahu impression.
Yeah, we're making fun.
I'm not cutting it.
There's, why would you ever think about cutting that, bro? What are you?
I'm not.
Are you saying that's not?
I'm telling you, this episode is not being cut.
I'm speaking facts.
You guys have been living the life of luxury. I've been protecting you.
I'm definitely not protecting.
That ends today.
Yeah, that is. Well, the thing is, I was expressing a level of empathy for. I was expressing a level of empathy for them.
By doing the Jew voice.
No, by saying, can you only imagine what it must feel like to be that repressed? And then I provided an accurate depiction of what a lot of them talk like.
Could you even imagine being Jewish?
Jesus Christ.
That can be good or bad.
Yeah. I could never imagine.
You could never, bro.
I was thinking about.
we might have to cut off the baby dick part.
I'm not cutting a damn thing.
The baby dick part
is real.
You say
whatever
the hell you want
on this podcast. In the interest of my time and my sanity, I will not be cutting anymore. It is going out fresh and uncut.
Let's talk about what's on InfoWars nowadays. I think that would be good.
I was thinking, not to return to Jonathan Glazer. You know, the whole thing in, people have been talking about this for a while, and this is definitely not my point at all, but, like, the aestheticization of politics, it feels so, like, blatant in these moments, right? Like, we're all running around trying to find, like, the right take on a, not even a movie, but a 30-second spiel by a movie director. And it makes no fucking difference. It keeps going. Like, the wheels keep turning. It's all meant to, like, drive you crazy. If you engage in this type of politic, if this type of surface-level discourse, the ongoing dialogue of the aesthetic, it's the fuel that the machine burns on. The monster keeps going and the bodies keep dropping, and frankly, it's our, I mean, as people that make art, right, like, it's our fucking fault. Like, we're such babies that we, like, demand all this attention, and we act like it makes any fucking difference in the world. But really, like, it doesn't. Like, I don't know. Like, don't pay attention to any of it. Don't plug in. Don't engage. If someone brings up the conversation of, like, do you hear about the Oscar speech? Or did you hear about the executive producer saying he didn't like the Oscar speech? Just, like, don't talk about it. Just say you didn't hear about it. I don't know.
I mean, you're talking about, like, outside of the work itself, like, talking outside the work itself, and just, like, kind of, like, the framework of, sycophancy and glad-handing and, like, patting yourself on the back, like, not even talking about that aspect of the work, or like, because I saw The Zone of Interest. I didn't particularly like it.
Ooh, wait, it's bad?
I didn't think it's that good. I found it to be...
Give your honest review.
I think
and
that...
do it in the Jewish voice.
Yeah. But you gotta be, like, virtue signaling the whole time, so
what
people
I
think
found,
you're really,
what I found
really nice.
Was that it didn't make the Holocaust sad enough. No, it's actually very... It's a very disturbing movie, and I... applauded in that sense that it wasn't afraid to show, quote unquote, the banality of evil. But at the same time, it also felt a little bit like it was trying to, it felt like it was performing upon itself. Look at how we're not really even showing Auschwitz,
yeah.
but in the banality of evil, and instead we're showing a garden where a flower because of the fumes
showing
from the
a
ovens
river
is,
with ashes in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
dude,
showing,
I saw a
yeah.
really funny CNN article. It was an op-ed.
Oh God.
And it said, "Zone of Interest: A Holocaust Movie with No Jews." I was like,
ooh.
"Like yeah, like isn't that like the point?"
Yeah, it's that is
oh not of the Holocaust.
I thought because they
no,
took
like isn't that like the whole point of the movie?
The whole point of
the Holocaust was yeah.
No,
I mean,
that's not
I
what
the
I'm
whole
saying. That's not what I'm saying.
The whole point of the movie was to show how delusional and how inhumane the human mind and the human and humans interacting with humans can go. When you have a structure put in place, it's the same sort of vibe of remember that experiment where they said that if someone on the other end of a room when they're reading questions to them through a microphone, if they got the question wrong or they answered it wrong, that person on the other end would get a small electric shock and you had to administer it.
And you just kept doing it.
And they would ratchet it up.
To a fatal
and they
level.
would ratchet it up and these are regular people, but the person on the other end was
crisis
not get,
actor.
Was not getting the
oh, they were like acting.
They were acting it. Like yeah. So like you would hear them like like you'd hear like them like when they would ratchet up the voltage, like they would get to a point where it was like near lethal, and the person of authority, the doctor,
told
would be
them.
Behind them, and the questions they would ask themselves were so insane. They were Kafka-esque. It would be like, if Jeremy has six Lamborghinis, or like if Jeremy has six oranges and Tom has six gorillas, how fast can you get to New Mexico from Maine? It's just like, and they would be like, oh, you didn't answer the question right, or you want me to repeat the question? Well, sorry, you answered the question incorrectly, and they would go like, ah, and you would hear them go, ah, and then, like, it would get to a point where it was, like, so lethal, like, according to them, that sometimes they would turn around and be like, do I really need to do this? And most of them would turn back on the doctor and be like, well, I mean, this is part of the experiment.
$100 is $100. Fuck this guy.
Dude, also, like, that's the other thing. It's like anyone that's like taking part in a clinical study is probably like the most batshit person
you
can get.
And you're willing to do whatever.
Yeah,
for
it's fair. But
like
you're,
well,
not
you're
in a
either,
constructive way.
Yeah, you're either a PhD student or you are so out of money.
Yo. Get some fucking Percocets.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's what. You know what I hate?
You lie to donate sperm.
Yeah. Well, when people say this with my favorite humans,
that's fucking terrible.
I hate that.
My favorite humans. What other? Do you favor dogs over humans?
I'm here with my favorite humans. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Did someone say that?
You're not allowed to say that anymore. That one's gone.
I'm not.
What are other things you're not allowed to say?
I think we said a lot of them already.
Said the fun things already.
That's not what I said. It's the tone I said it in.
No,
Mom, they're not exactly mad at anything I said. It's kind of
how
I said it.
I think I said a lot of vitriol.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know. You can't... Fuck. I was just thinking about
spring's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And spring's right around
the corner.
I'm spring's
gonna cut you off because you got nothing but weather reports.
Spring
reports.
Is right around the corner, and we're bringing you our first and ever Cult Magazine fashion projections.
Fashion.
Fraser, what's hot? How are we gonna deal with this hot weather?
We're gonna deal with hot weather. We're wearing big ass baggy pants,
big ass baggy shorts,
tiny t-shirts,
little t-shirts,
tiny, tight too, real tight.
The kids like that actually.
That's what's in.
The kids like the and-one shorts.
Yeah.
And they're back.
Yeah.
Baggy and-one.
Busting out, dude.
If you have any FUBU, please donate.
Yo, whatever happened? FUBU's only big in Korea now.
I know.
I have a FUBU jersey somewhere around here.
Hell yeah. And one, that's what I'm going to get for my fucking summer fit.
Shout out Damon
and
John.
One jersey with and one shorts. And I'm also going to wear a headband.
Okay.
I'm bringing headbands are going to be back this summer. So, and I'm talking like
headbands
and
are gonna
one
be,
type headband.
Oh, like the professor,
like
the professor.
Sweatbands
yeah,
are coming.
Cool fucking headband. Not no bandanas. Can't. Bandanas are completely out if you tie that shit around your head.
Yeah.
We're going.
Wait, what? Yeah. What is anyone
pick your
doing
favorite team.
Okay.
Get wristbands.
Yep.
Headband.
A lot of sweatbands this summer.
You need to dress
or
the baddiest.
We're
attire.
Talking spring fashion, which is a transition period.
Where would it
we're talking light layers, headbands.
Headbands
once in a while.
Headbands. I think.
I like spring.
Flooded pants are making their way up to a pretty unreasonable age and type of person now. So I think they're headed out.
Okay.
Unfortunately, which is a big bummer. So now we got to go back to baggies.
Oh, we can't cuff
pants.
Our pants anymore.
There's definitely no cuffing and there's no cutting. That's also what's going to be.
Man.
So no cut pants anymore.
Shit. It sucks.
Just got to go
blows.
Baggy. It sucks, but you know. And fucking, I see too many people wearing On shoes and Balenciaga shoes.
Okay.
Those two things are trash.
How about that white guy that does the Jamaican accent?
Chet Holmes.
He's like
Chet Hanks.
No, the other one. When I fuck pussy, pussy turn red. You know that guy?
Oh, the guy in glasses, right?
Yeah,
he's like a skinny white guy.
I don't know.
Glasses.
He might be albino.
Are you talking?
You know what I mean?
He's like on wheels all the time, right?
He's on reels.
Are you talking about SideQuest?
No, I don't know. I don't know who I'm talking about.
Because I know SideQuest in real life. Yeah,
you don't.
Personally, I'll have him on his fucking Insta.
Oh wait, not that guy. That guy should come on the pod though.
Gideon blew up. He got over like 100,000.
Get him on the pod.
Listens on one of his pods.
We're gonna ask.
That he
we're
did
gonna
someone.
Really?
Yeah, and also it's really weird knowing Gideon in real life too, because all those like reels and videos and like fake interviews
it's
he does with
chill
like a
bloke.
I can't. Is that like his illusions? The girl who's in the videos, who's like the model who does the awkward interviews with him, that's just his girlfriend.
He's a hot girlfriend.
No, for everyone's taste.
Say it on record, his girlfriend's hot.
I mean, not.
Not.
To me.
Woo!
JK.
Who is
crazy
this?
Crazy just lost a friend, bro.
Who's this?
Sorry
this
about
person?
That.
I haven't seen Gideon in forever, but I've seen him, every time I've seen him out at any bars or anything, he's like, oh yeah, this is my girlfriend, shit like that. So it was very funny to see on reels him being like, me interviewing random New York model.
Oh, no,
and it's just his girlfriend, and I'm just like, man. And people are like, bro, she was vibing with you so hard. What the fuck's wrong with you?
L's,
couldn't you catch it? And
L's
it's just
chat,
like,
dude.
Yeah. They're
dude, I, yeah, man, it's gotta be cool. It's gotta be. Is he like, in real life, is he a thinking person? Is
yeah,
he
he's
like,
a cool, nice guy. He's a kitchen guy before.
Oh, okay.
He blew up.
How many books do you think you read last year?
How many books did I read last year? That's
an
even
books
better
did you,
question.
How many books did you read last year?
I can't even count, bro. I read 400 books a week.
Did you read?
Fuck yeah,
did you
Cat
read?
Williams.
Did you read a book last year?
I read 400 books a week. Do the librarians see me coming, bro? They were fucking scared.
You need to answer the question.
I read probably 1,600 books in just the months of March and April last year.
Fucking dead.
You didn't read a book last year.
I read all the books.
No, you didn't.
I read what'd I read? My last book I read was Chaos, and that was a big fucking
book.
Oh,
yeah, you read that book.
Yeah, that was a good book.
Who wrote Chaos?
Fucking, what's his name, Tom O'Neill?
Yeah, whatever, who cares?
Who cares, bro? Gives a shit.
Because he sucks.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Just some really smart guy.
Fucking smart.
We're actually an anti-smart guy podcast now.
Yeah.
I think we've clearly
we've well established
that.
Yeah, we've been that for
we're
a second.
Anti.
How many books do you think you read last year, Jake?
Yeah, Jake.
I can tell you. I feel like I only read like 12.
Less than me.
12,
yeah.
Probably.
I read 11.
Yeah.
Last year, probably.
One of them was really long, though.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know.
One of them was really long.
I feel like, if I'm in a writing spurt, I don't read, really. Like, or like, it's hard.
Really?
It's,
are we counting art books as reading? Because
sure,
being in the visual arts,
as long as they have words on them.
Okay, I read probably like
100 books.
50 to 100 books then.
Let's go.
But you could read them within like
10 minutes.
Hour to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
genius
sure.
level shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fraser has read 100 books last year.
I read I read the Kafka biography by Crumb, actually most recently. That again.
I was kind of drunk really last good. Night, and I came home, and I was trying to read, and I was like,
and you just jerked
and I couldn't, nothing would really stick. You ever kind of like try to read? And just
oh,
nothing,
it got sticky.
Nothing
goes
yeah, last in. Night yeah. I was stone cold sober, and I'm trying to read middle. I'm reading through Middlemarch right now. Great book.
Shut up.
Great book, George Eliot. It's brilliant. Like the prototypical novel that gets inside people's heads.
Would you but say it's brilliant?
I would yeah. say it's brilliant because I would say because it was so unique for its time, because even though like by today's standards it's very much telling and not showing. But it's an honest depiction of how people interact.
So spring is right around the corner.
No, but I would say I was reading Middlemarch and couldn't get through like one sentence because it just wasn't connecting with me. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. It's not that I didn't understand the words.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand the context in which they were. I had like reader's block. I felt like a
It happened to me last night.
Like
too.
A fucking moron.
I felt so stupid going.
I felt
to bed.
Really smart last night. I don't know about you guys, but it sounds kind of lame that you guys felt dumb.
Yeah.
Maybe you're dumb.
It might be. I had this crazy dream though.
What was it about?
I was back in
college. Yeah, make something up real quick.
I was in college. I was back in college. And I was, my roommate was snoring, so I couldn't sleep, so I decided I would go for a drive.
Oh, hell yeah. Were you hammered?
But I wasn't driving. The person driving was wearing, like, the school mascot. It was a tiger, like, mascot head. And someone caught me and they said, "You're letting the AI program drive for you?" And I felt very guilty about it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a weird one.
Wow, that's insane.
That's crazy. So why isn't there...
not cutting that one either.
That
one's not getting cut either. Spring's right around the corner.
Yes.
There should be a garage band called Puddle of Cum.
Puddle
that's
of Cum.
That's what I was thinking about, yeah. I got a good.
They might have been Insane Clown Posse, like offshoot.
Dude, shouts out. Okay, well, Puddle of Mud's hilarious, but Puddle of Cum, why isn't there that? That seems like such an easy one.
Yeah.
Well, let me look
I'm
it up.
Go with that. Puddle That's as good cum. As your dream, bro. Puddle of Cum.
While you.
Oh, we're right there. We're right there, guys. Listen, if we rip this one, no edit, in and out, like that.
Yeah.
8 more minutes.
Dude,
wow.
Here we go. I'm going to say a bunch of terrible things these next 8 minutes.
Oof.
So Jake's got to do some work.
I'm not touching it. Whatever you say is going on.
Damn. I was going to go off.
Yeah.
I was going to go off.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Yes, a moment of silence for all those
children.
When's
the last time we had a moment of silence?
I'm silent all the time.
I did go an entire day once without talking.
That's fucking dope.
That's cool.
And my voice cracked so badly when my wife got home, I realized that I hadn't spoken all day. And she says, "Wow, you sound like a 15-year-old kid."
That's fire.
And I was going, "Oh, hey, Vanessa." And she was like, "Where was that? Like what happened?" And I was like,
"Shut the fuck up, dude."
I was like, "Wow, I really do sound like a little bitch."
I was disassociating all day, bro. Let's chill.
Yeah. I was dissociating. I was
or
watching.
You just fucked on Adderall, just biting your gums, just like, please no one find out.
That is one thing I will never, ever go back to. I will never, ever go back to Adderall.
I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes and didn't talk to anyone today. So much fucking work
I tell
work
you what,
done.
Dude, the nicotine-Adderall combo is insane. I think that's the best you can feel.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think I've ever felt better than reading a book cracked out on Adderall with like a lip in.
Yeah, it's like your dick disappears. You're like, at least for me when I used to do Adderall, your dick's
gone. I have no more
desire.
Yeah.
Sex drive, gone.
Totally gone.
You're like, I just want to do nicotine and get shit done.
Yeah.
And then you stay up until like 4:30 in the morning.
Amazing.
With a very clean room after.
Super clean, yeah. I was on that shit for 4 years.
That's the way to do it.
I was on that shit for 17.
Yeah, yeah,
well, you
were
on Adderall. Damn.
Yeah,
I'll say, I missed out.
We banged that shit down.
Probably from 2016 to, like, 2018. I didn't know Trump was like elected. I didn't know he was the president. Because I was just doing Xanax and just fucking just doing everything at a state college the whole time. Fine. And no one was political in my group. So I like came out of it in 2018, like the summer of 2018. And everyone was so mad. And I was so bummed out. I missed out on everything. And I said like retard a few times and people got fucking heated at me. And I was like, what is going on, guys?
Vibes are fucked, eh? And
I didn't. That word is coming back in an alarming fashion.
It should be. Dude, the vibes are so off. I went from 2016 to 2018. Fully in a Xanax haze. I was like, dude, politics does not exist right now.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
I even saw Bill Clinton at my college, and someone screamed out pedophile and rapist. Huh? And it was actually like the woke kids, and I was like, yeah, dude, the woke kids are cool right now. They're killing it. And that was my last memory of like a political thought for 2 years.
Damn, there go the woke kids.
Literally, I was like, yeah, I will never see them again. And then, yeah, I didn't until 2018.
Let's
and then
go.
They got mad at me. It's like, why?
Reemerged out of Xanax.
Yeah, I reemerged and, yeah, dropped a few R-bombs.
Let's go. Knocked a few R-bombs out the park.
R-bombs out the park.
Clapped it out
got
the park,
written up
dude.
In art school for saying retard. Are you kidding me?
Wait, did you get called to the dean or something like that?
I definitely did get written up. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you get written up in college?
Well, you do.
Yeah,
get,
I got written up in college
written
once.
Up, and they just like
who's writing?
Well, I said some pretty wild shit in a class that I will not repeat. But
your assistant dean is usually the one who does the discipline, and at a college age, they're not going to be like, you have detention. It's like.
You're
all
like
right,
an
you
academic
calm
probation.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah, we have our eye on you.
Yeah.
Like, basically, if you stop. Like, basically, they said to me at PC, go Friars. They got fucked out of the tournament. By the way, fuck you, NCAA. But
when does that start?
Tomorrow.
Go basketball.
Yeah, go basketball. I said some pretty, like, looking back on it, it truly was insane. And I just like. Was doubling down on everything that I was saying.
What'd you say?
I'm not gonna repeat it.
I'm not cutting it.
I'm not. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not gonna repeat it. I'm not proud of it at all.
Whisper
either.
It to me. I'll say it.
No. And I was called in to, I think it was the dean of arts or something like that. And they said we appreciate you having a independent thinking, but you are saying. Things that are making people in the class highly uncomfortable, and you are saying stuff that people say is borderline verbally abusive, and I was. That's when I found that you, and this was when I slowly got myself off Adderall. when I go, so,
picture
so,
you walking into the classroom being like, yo, I must smell crazy in here, professor. Just staring at your classmates like, what? What'd I say? I was just making a comment.
You woke asshole.
And then there's just like, a bunch of kids just be like, we're not even from there. What are you talking about, Matt? They're like, we're a different type of
thing. Oh, God.
We're Native American.
I did not say that. I did accidentally. I did hungover and drunk, still drunk as shit, and I had about 4 morning beers. I had to go to a colloquium class for development of Western civilization, and I didn't know the room had changed, and I didn't realize I was in an Arabic art class for 45 minutes.
Damn, that's
right. And I thought, wait, this isn't development of postmodern thought, is it?
Wait, this isn't pro-Zionist
class. It kind of is.
It kind of was, but I was going like, wow, this is a lot of Arabic art. What?
Wait a second.
I thought we were talking about brief interviews with hideous men.
Wait a second.
We're talking about white guys. What's going on in here?
I announced myself in the lecture hall saying, "Oh, this isn't the development of postmodern thought for a colloquium." And then I walked out, and everyone looked at me like I was the most mentally.
That's crazy.
Like, who the fuck is Malala, dude? What's going on?
That shit was spicy, right?
Yeah. All right. right, all right. We're approaching the end of the podcast. I've got a crazy idea. I'll tell you after we end this podcast.
We don't put this one out.
This one's going out, dude. This one is, as they say, south of the border, perfecto.
Yeah, perfecto.
Picked up some Spanish on your vacation,
yeah,
did
really
you not?
So much dealing, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're a motherfucking empire. My vision couldn't be clearer.
That's true. I woke up at 4 in the morning today, yeah, dude. I got in the cold plunge. I was up. I woke up at 4 in the morning and, like, looked at the wall for, like, a half hour.
Checked your whoop meter.
And I was like, dude, I think I can put my head through this drywall. I gotta get to work. Let's go.
All right. Everyone say goodnight to the podcast.
All right. I apologize for everything that I said.
No, okay.
Not really.
No. All right. Good night.
Good night. Love you guys.
Bye.